This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Indeed. I'm going to tell you something. They have one stock called the At One Stock. Now, this stock is an epic addition to your shotgun. It'll work with pump shotguns. It will work with bolt guns. It'll work with semi-automatic guns. Magazine fed, it doesn't matter. They make one for all of them. And the At One Stock is truly, it's a game changer. And it comes to you exclusively from Boyd's. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, I just found this while we're in the middle of the break. You know, after Helsinki and everything, it was supposed to be bad. That was supposed to be bad. Trump was bad, and it was supposed to be bad, and everything's bad, and he committed treason, he's this, he's that. That's not what happened. And I don't know exactly what they're going to say in this. So this is MSNBC, or whatever it is, you know, CNN, NBC, whatever it is. talking head is Cassie Hunt. Here they're talking about, they're going to try to explain what should never have happened according to their orthodoxy when it comes to Trump and what came out of Helsinki.
From Washington, from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Tonight, brand new NBC polling just out about the president and his handling of all things Russia in light of his historic summit. And Senator Richard Blumenthal joins us as Paul Manafort's trial gets ready to start. And Michael Cohen drops his first mixtape. Plus, this time last Sunday, we were talking to Bill Browder about the summit with Putin. He's going to join us live again tonight after the Russian president name-checked him on the world stage.
I said I didn't know what was going on.
And later,
so let's get to it.
Make the play. Democrats are serious about taking back the Senate. Heidi Heitkamp will have to hold on to North Dakota. We have new reporting on why it could be tariffs of President Trump. President's percent. That percent news as he prepares to face a jury.
Here we go.
But back to that part about gravity. The president's approval rating is ticking up, not down. A brand new poll from NBC News and the Wall Street Journal conducted before and after the Helsinki summit shows the president approval rating at 45%. That is up 1 point from June. Among Republicans, that number is 88%, the highest of his entire presidency.
You know what that means.
With that, I would like to welcome in my panel. Joining me on set, NBC News National Security and Justice reporter Julia Ainsley, Washington correspondent for BBC World News America and MSNBC contributor Patty Kay, and GOP strategist and principal at Cogent Strategies, Kevin McLaughlin. Thank you all for being here. Kevin, I would like to start with you because I would like you to please explain why it is that 88% of Republicans now approve of President Trump, especially considering that what we saw unfold over this week contradicts so much of Republican orthodoxy for so many years.
One thing I think that President Trump has shown us through his campaign and throughout now in polling is what I took away from the 2016 election is the American people want authenticity. You may not like what authenticity it is. You may not like what he's saying or how he's doing it, but he doesn't back down from it. And I believe that actually when he goes out and does these events, we'll call them. It actually helps him in flyover country. I think that a lot of the outrage you see is in the Acela corridor where we all live and work. And I mean, when you get outside of here, yes, people say like he's a knucklehead or they'll say stuff like that. But by and large, you'll see people say, like, I understand that some of the things he's doing could hurt me personally, but we all have to make sacrifices.
So is he right?
Okay, so first of all, I don't know. Who's saying that? How is the stuff that he's doing? Does anybody think that? Do any of you out there think the stuff that Trump is doing is going to hurt you personally? See, they got it right. And if you look at the poll, it is exactly opposite. 88% of Republicans approve of what he's doing. 9% disapprove. 9% of Democrats approve of what he's doing, and 89% disapprove. And, an interesting thing that's been happening amongst the Democrats is they got out there the other day and they explained, I guess they had to explain to some of the millennial, I don't know what it was. They had to explain the electoral system. Vox decided to explain the electoral system and say, well, it's because of this electoral college. And, the Electoral College was put in place for the same reason as the very much misunderstood and often misused Commerce Clause. It was put in place to make sure that the bigger states where people may be congregating cannot decide to run the country despite what maybe the smaller states would like to see happen. Everybody has an equal say. So when electorally, they look at that and, prior to this election, everybody was saying it was an electoral impossibility simply because of the major population centers, New York City and New York and California, all of California, 55 electoral votes in California. That is the lion's share. And that has to do with population and some other things as well. But that's pretty much a shoe-in for the Democrats in most cases. So when they get out there and say it was electorally impossible for a Republican to get elected, not if Clinton was Clinton didn't go and campaign in a whole lot of places. She didn't campaign in a whole lot of places. Nobody likes her. I just find it funny that they're trying to explain. See, the thing they don't get, the thing they haven't fathomed yet, is the country's tired of the junk. This dude, this supposed Republican, he sort of touches on it because he's like, everybody's looking for authenticity. But the news people are genuinely mystified as to why you aren't listening to them. They don't understand how they could. They think that right now the Republicans should be running from Trump. The Republicans should be running to Trump. Republican voters are going to run to Trump. The politicians, Paul Ryan, go ahead, retire. Bye. Retire, Paul Ryan. Mitch McConnell, you have breathed. I almost have hope for you now because you have discovered what the spine is for. How to use that spinal column. But electorally, Trump, the problem that we normally see in midterm elections is that a lot of the home party's people stay home. The ruling parties, the president's party, they stay home. With this many voters, this many Republican identified voters out there supporting Trump all the way, they're not going to be swayed by, stuff like, you discussed a payoff to a porn actress or something. And what exactly does that mean? Does everybody understand that Trump was a private citizen, albeit a rich one, prior to being president? This kind of stuff, you're in no man's land, but you talking heads need to understand something. America's tired of the status quo from both sides, and that's why Trump got elected. The reason Trump got elected is because the establishment failed to ever move the chains. Trump is moving the chains, and he's doing it in a lot of different ways. And I mean, he's going up and down the field. Whichever way he faces, he goes that way. Welcome to Trump Land. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks. Why isn't it playing? Let's try this instead.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Another stock that I have some experience with is called the Thumbhole Blaster. Now, for you guys that are out there looking for the best stock to have for accuracy, this is without a doubt one of the best ones out there. The where your firing hand goes, the forearm actually is going to go inside the stock. It's a carve out there to where you're actually inside the geometry of the stock itself, getting it in tighter and tighter. The thumb hole is the perfect place. It's the perfect shape, and you are going to make that shot that you're looking to make. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. There was a best-selling computer game of 2018. It was called Far Cry 5. It features a militant doomsday cult that takes over parts of America and tries to forcibly convince everyone that the world is about to end. That could never happen here, could it? Well, there's some people that want it to. In a related story, a group of mostly teenage girls have formed a group with the doomsday-ish name Zero Hour because of their conviction that global warming is soon to destroy the world. Do you think it might be too much to compare them to the militants in Far Cry 5? Here's a quote from their manifesto. The elected officials must comply with the demands of the youth. Therefore, they must pass and enforce legislation and support policies that protect our life and future on this planet. This is a revolution. That's some interesting vernacular. That sounds pretty militant to me. Their leader is a 16-year-old named Jamie Margolin, in my opinion, a militantly brainwashed doomsday leftist. She's like 16 years old, and she may seem young, but never forget that many of the Red Guards in Mao's China committed unspeakable atrocities, and they were young too. And she looks very grim in all of her photos. But to be fair, would you be smiling if you thought the world was about to end? We got this from somewhere. The teenagers behind Zero Hour, an environmentally focused, creatively minded, and technologically savvy nationwide coalition, are trying to build a youth-led movement to sound the alarm and call for action on climate change and environmental justice. As sea levels rise, ice caps melt, and erratic weather affects communities across the globe, they say time is running out to address climate change. Miss Margolin said, I've always planned my future on ifs. If climate change hasn't destroyed this, if the environment hasn't become that. Name one thing that climate change has destroyed so far that has prevented anybody from doing anything. And the answer to that is nothing. But here's what Zero Hour stands for. These are some of their points they stand for. They want number one, a blockade of all fossil fuel production. That sounds like a military operation. That might get violent. Number two, stop eating meat. You first. All right, on second thought, you first, second, and third. Number three, build radically sustainable homes made of garbage. I'm not making this up. Homes made of garbage. Number four, growing food in every neighborhood. I bet the girls got this from Mao's Guide to the Great Leap Forward. They were probably missing the piece where it described how that turned out. Number five, generate zero waste. Is this science fiction or fantasy? Number six, share clothes, appliances, households, and cars. A pilot program for that should immediately begin with the homeless in San Francisco. Number seven, rape culture must be dismantled. And we just finished setting up the rape culture, and now they want us to dismantle it. Typical. Yes, I'm being sarcastic. Number eight, create collectives to promote permaculture, which promotes eating shrubs, perennials, and annuals. I can see the ad campaign now. Daisies, the other white meat. That means that Lowe's, the garden section of Lowe's, becomes a grocery store. Number nine, legalize hemp for medicine. Enough said. Number 10, require fossil fuel companies to pay for climate justice education as reparations for the harm done to youth. They're becoming like an environmental version of Jesse Jackson's shakedown of big companies. Number 11, protect queer and transsexuals from the sexual violence caused by fossil fuel industries. Who knew that at the very same time a power plant produces energy for thousands of homes, that they're out there trying to hurt transsexuals? Number 12, welcome climate refugees. Number 13, end the extraction of natural resources anywhere there's wilderness or nature. So that means we'll be drilling for oil in major cities. Number 14, a recognition that capitalism, colonialism, racism, and patriarchy has led to global warming. Do you notice how there's a whole lot of other issues that have been mixed into the Envirodoomsday movement? What was that about the patriarchy again? By the way, men, especially white men, are curiously absent from the leadership of Zero Hour. Of the 16 leaders of Zero Hour, none is a white man. Only two are boys, and at least they, you know, look like it. Why are boys so underrepresented with this doomsday cult? Are boys not as easily brainwashed as girls? Or are boys just not suitable to join the fight against global warming because they are trainee members of the patriarchy? Now, it would be easy to dismiss this as a bunch of misguided girls, but the earlier the brainwashing begins, the more dangerous it is to society. And that's why their ignorant adoption of doomsday ideology should be confronted, exposed, and ridiculed, regardless of their age. With this particular attitude, Miss Margolin should be more worried about getting a boyfriend than the ice caps melting. Yeah. It makes me wonder where this began with them. Where did this I? Well, you know where it began. You know where it began. You know where it began, just like I know where it began. So, hey. You need to go to the letter L-AV8.com/bill and go get into the Elevate stuff. I can't. The stuff that I'm recommending to you is to get you off the couch, out the door, and out into the world. Go experience life. Go do things. You know, my age, I'm still young. 57 is still young. Ask anybody that didn't live to be 56. 57 is still young. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is investigating whether to revoke the security privileges of five former Obama administration officials. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders explains why top secret security clearance may be going away for John Brennan, James Comey, James Clapper, Susan Rice, and Andrew McCabe.
The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances, making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia against the president is extremely inappropriate.
Today, President Trump spoke at a Made in America event at the White House.
I remember when I was growing up, I'd see Made in America all over the place. A little bit Made in the USA, but Made in America. Everything had Made in America. And we're starting that again. And it's happening again, as you know.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones was down 12 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I don't know why this computer is doing this, but it's still working. So that means I can tell you that this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You know, I listen to a lot of my friends, and they're always, we should not do this, we should not do that, we should not, we should not basically react, okay? Now, sometimes reaction is just something's going to happen, but, you know, anyway, I get told all the time that we're better than that. that we should be above this. The truth of the matter, and I do not mean this in a bad way, is that we are not better than that. You know, who we are is a warlike people, and we're going to fight back. No matter how much the Freedocons and some of the other people, you know, no matter how much they complain. We're normal Americans, and we're done being the guests of honor at the leftist witch burning. Case in point. There's this guy named James Gunn. He is a tiresome lefty jerk who jumped on Twitter to cheer Roseanne's recent defenestration by the whole social justice warrior mob. Except it turns out he had a whole bunch of icky tweets from a decade ago lurking on the interwebs, and some conservatives dug them up. Oops. He just had his pointy little head stuck on the figurative pike. Bummer, huh? I don't care. Not even a little. Not anymore. Cultural war is hell. And I propose to you that the hell, it be hell first and foremost for the left, because they're the ones that started it. I want people to be able to say what they want. I think it's an awful idea to persecute people for saying controversial stuff. I want people to not do that. But here's the catch. I want all people not to do that, just not just us conservatives. Except, in a lot of cases, I get outvoted by people like the aforementioned James Gunn. He likes the idea of persecuting people for what they say. Well, he liked it. Weird how that works out. He probably likes it a lot less now. Yeah, the lottery's loads of fun until you draw the slip of paper with the black spot. Now, I don't like it, but the new rules are what the new rules are, and I propose that we cram them down the left's throat to make the fog wah of liberty. Because we've tried reasoning with these social fascists. We pointed out that free speech and an open exchange of ideas are vital to this society that looks at liberty as a very valuable thing. And it turns out they don't value liberty. They value power. They value their own power over you. All of this social justice warrior baloney is just a power grab by a bunch of jerks and hustlers and weirdos who would otherwise be powerless. In a sane society, some dude in a tutu insisting we address Zer by Z's pronouns would be a curiosity that we would politely ignore. But for some reason, our pathetic elite decided to take these people seriously instead of gently patting them on their noggins and sending them on their way. A lot of it has to do with moral bankruptcy, some with some intellectual failure, and general exhaustion of Western society's elite. It's not only lost the ability, but the will to defend itself from the barbarians, but the literal ones and the figurative cultural ones. Better men and women bequeath today's elite with what is as close to paradise as humanity has ever achieved, and their heirs turned out to be bums. Building our civilization was hard. Those exertions built character into the elite of that time, but like layabout kids of self-made men, today's elite don't work for what they have. Instead of understanding that holding on to our culture demands discipline and effort and courage, it pretends that it holds its position because of some sort of divine right. Except that today there's a different thought process happening. Today's elite knows that it is unworthy, and that makes it susceptible to all sorts of silliness. Normal Americans know that the only proper response to someone with green hair and a nose ring screaming that the male gaze is literally violence, and we need to stop having swimsuit competitions and beauty contests is barely controlled laughter. But the elite takes these dorks seriously. Well, yes, it seems like a really good idea to minimize the hot women aspects of our beauty contests, because some misfits and malcontents who are, well, unlikely to ever be competitors and who have never watched before and who will not in the future, no matter what we do, have complained. Wokeness is like a suicide pact among the elite. Hey, this lady has the number one show in America, but she said something, and this guy has made billions for us with his movies, but he also said something. This ruined them because some people with Twitter accounts complained. An individual submit to. Mark Duplass says something remotely not hateful about Ben Shapiro, and the social justice mob descends on the guy for being insufficiently enraged. Then the guy grovels and begs forgiveness. It's embarrassing. Maybe next time you could just act like men, like a man. How about telling the complainers to pound sand? How about just saying no? How about explaining we get that you don't like beauty contests and we don't care. We're going to celebrate hot women in skimpy clothes because men really like it. And if you don't do bad, and a word of advice, lose the eyebrow stud and try a little makeup. Then guys might like you and you might not be so lonely and bitter. the elite won't stop it, so it again falls to the normals to solve the problem. We're fighting back. There's not going to be any more free passes, no more high road taking, which is often just a way to avoid conflict. So here's the deal. We don't owe them any respect. We don't owe them any obedience. They are not our moral superiors. They come for us. We come back for two of them. The new rules are stupid. They are the rules, and the only way the old rules can come back is if everybody agrees to them, and that requires that we deal the pain. And right now, social justice fascism is just too valuable to them to just abandon. It works. It lets those who rightfully would have no power exploit the stupid and the weak elite to exercise unearned authority. And these goose-stepping, aspiring Red Guards got a taste of power, and they like it. And they're bad people. They have to be stopped here and now. We can only deter them by making mobism unattractive, which we can do by raising the price for their shenanigans. And the figurative heads of the left is figuratively decapitated by their own new rules is legal tender. You can call this the poison gas theory if you like. Why would you call it that? Because everyone was too scared to after seeing what happened the last time. Notice that the Me Too thing is fading. Like all things are fading in the leftist world. It's always going to be a new attempt to get power. We need to be done taking a bunch of garbage from these people. They are not our masters. You are your own master. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm surprised, but then again, I'm not surprised. I'm always surprised that we have to draw a battle line between gun owners and doctors. I'm convinced that that's going to happen, you know, from my talks with John Dean, Rob Young, you know. There's no reason we should be opponents, but we are, and that's not going to change anytime soon. It seems that some see these lines as natural. For example, an attorney writing for Harvard's website seems to think that doctors should be permitted to speak to their patients about guns. In certain cases, I would agree with that. Okay? What would the case be? Am I dealing with somebody that I think is suicidal? Then I would be speaking with them too. But everybody should be speaking with them about this. Everybody in his family, everybody in his life, his or her life. I don't like the government telling people what they can't say or who they can't say it to, but that they probably should talk about them is, you know, in that particular case, is that's actually a medical concern. Now, we get this, and I don't know where we're getting it from. Though the ruling technically applies only within the 11th Circuit, the decision, which Florida wisely declined to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, had social and legal ramifications far beyond that region. The message was clear. Physicians have a right to talk to their patients about firearms. The next logical step is to ask whether they actually have a duty to do so. So this is coming from this doctor from Harvard, right? Firearms violence killed more than 36,000 people in 2015, twice as many as brain cancer killed, although only a fraction of how many people die due to medical misadventure, sir. And slightly more than motor vehicle incidents killed. Of those 36,000 deaths due to firearms, 22,000, a full 61%, were suicides. About 13,000, 36% were homicides, and the remaining 1,000 were due to unintentional incidents. Firearms also accounted for more than 67,000 additional non-fatal injuries, though that number may be a significant underestimate, given that the non-fatal gun violence is much trickier to measure than deaths. Physicians represent not only the front lines of treating gun violence, but also preventing it in the first place. That's where you go off the tracks there for me, pal. This is where we get into the old, the presence of a gun in the house story. He says the presence of the gun in a home is one of the most important risk factors for suicide, homicide, and unintentional injury. Inquiring and counseling about the presence of firearms, the storage of firearms, and the handling of firearms constitutes a simple, cost-effective, and potentially very impactful way for physicians to assist in reducing the number of firearms injuries and deaths. In fact, many professional associations encourage these questions, but no articulated duty for physicians to ask about or talk to their patients about firearms exists in current statutory or case law. Here's my question. When you start getting into this thing, see, when I had my heart attack and I went to the hospital, my doctors knew that I was having a heart attack. They didn't ask me about anything. They went to work about fixing the heart attack. And then they fixed it. And mine was particularly messy and, you know, sort of messed up. I don't want them worried about anything outside of my case. Now, if I come in before a doctor and I've tried to kill myself, or I've tried to do something, or, you know, it that becomes detected, which I really wish I knew how you detect that, because I get this feeling that a lot of people who commit suicide are giving off signs that go undetected. If I'm giving off the signs of suicide, then I should not, you know, nobody should be allowed to walk about if that's going to be the case. Unless we're going to make that a legal thing to do. I don't know. I mean, at this particular moment, I don't even know if suicide is statutorily illegal. I know that you can euthanize yourself in certain states. You can have doctor-assisted suicide. So I that sort of becomes a gray area for me. Now, the author brings up the case of a suicidal individual as evidence that when a physician may need to talk about guns, and I am fine with that. But if one of my kids was feeling that way and his or her doctor was talking to me about it and mentioned the need to make sure guns as well as any other weapon are out of reach, that's fine. That's when the doctor's doing it right. But when things break down, is the idea that guns in my home are the business of anyone other than me and my family. The stats claiming that having a gun in the home will raise your risk of being shot have been debunked countless times in countless places. It is not true. The sheer number of law-abiding gun owners in this country who have never been injured nor has anyone in their family is a testament to this fact. If they were actually based on anything having to do with facts, you know, any sort of evidence leading to this idea that they have, I would go along with them, too. I don't want anybody in my family to die. The truth of the matter is that doctors need to understand that whether or not I own a gun isn't any of their business. And a pediatrician mentioning safe storage of firearms in passing without inquiring whether I own a gun or not is fine, but interrogating me to find out if I have a firearm so I can be lectured about the dangers of said firearm isn't. And I would really want to know if that doctor has guns. You know, if you're going to get out there, I think if you're going to get out there and lecture me, in the interest of full disclosure, you got to tell me what you got. I think it's only fair. If a doctor tries to lecture me on a gun, I'd walk out of his office right then. Many are not going to do that. They view doctors as authorities, and they will meekly accept whatever the doctors say. And since doctors can be as full of it as anyone, that's not always good. When it comes to guns, physicians need to remember that some things are none of their business. Period. The other part of it becomes this. When you start getting into things like safe storage, okay, if you have a gun, you should have it someplace where nobody can get at it that doesn't need to get at it. However, I leave that up to you. Because freedom is a very tricky thing. It's a tightrope that you walk. And in order for me to walk that tightrope, I have to be willing to understand that you may not do everything I want you to do when I want you to do it. And then I also have to understand that there's things keeping me from double checking on that. All of these safe storage statutes out there, the only way to check on that is to be able to walk into somebody's house and see if they have it. Then they've got to know how many guns are in the home. And how do you get that? Oh, yeah, gun registry. You see where all this goes? And then what? If you don't have it safely stored, do they take them all from you? Are you making a bunch of regular people into criminals? There you have it. There you have it. Now, tomorrow on the show, I'm going to have Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. He's going to come on. We're going to talk a little bit about guns. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on because Kit is involved in a lot of stuff. Blaine Tompkins from Air Armor Tech. Because the fight goes on. These people are at the forefront of everything that you care about. And if they're not at the forefront, they're where everybody comes back to. No matter what the topic is, the leftists want, they want control of you. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish you would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.